You are listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, and this is Book Lovers Cafe. Book Lovers Cafe is a weekly program of author interviews and book reviews with a local perspective, and I'm your host, Chris Wilson. Today's show is going to be a little different because we're going to be talking to a book club, the Bushwick Book Club. And it has a lot to do with music. So I'm excited to introduce you to the director, Jeff Larson. And Jeff, welcome to the radio. Are you there?
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, great. And one of the reasons we're talking to you today is that you are going to be doing a program at the Jefferson County Library this coming Saturday. And that's going to be August 13th at 1 p.m. If you're listening to this program after August 13th, you'll still be able to catch the Bookwick Book Club in Seattle at a variety of venues, and all around the Puget Sound for that matter. This particular show is going to be family friendly and outdoors, so I hope you guys can all make it. So Jeff, tell me about this book club. Are you really a book club?
Yes, we are a book club. What we are, we're a group of musicians who create original music inspired by books. So what I do as the executive director of Bushwick is I ask about 8 to 10 performers, musical performers here in the Seattle area, to read a book and write a song inspired by the book. I'm not asking them to write a song directly from the book, but just inspired by it. We're trying to create artwork from artwork. And we present that material on stage to a live audience monthly, pretty much. Right now, we're actually kind of doing maybe 10 shows a year. But yeah, we're a book club. Our conversation is in music. We don't have the conversation, just the conversation. We have to do it in music.
That is a great idea. I'm really looking forward to seeing you and hopefully bringing some of my friends along as well. How did this all get started? Who had this brilliant idea? And how long has it been going on?
About 8 years ago, I moved to Brooklyn, New York. I actually lived in Bushwick, Brooklyn. So that's where the name came from, the Bushwick Book Club. And my friend Susan Wong, who I was in a couple bands with when I moved there, she came up with the idea. She actually did performances at Goodbye Blue Monday, which was right in Bushwick on Broadway there. It was at a place called Goodbye Blue Monday, and she started doing Kurt Vonnegut books, actually. And I went and saw a show, and I saw all these performers on stage and a full audience, and the connection that existed between the performers and the people in the audience was just incredible. Everybody had read the book, and people understood. People were on the same level when they started the song. It was such a cool experience to see, and just the energy in the room was electric. And that's where it started. Susan Wong started it back to Seattle 2 years after that. In 2009, I asked her if I could do the gig in Seattle, and she said yes, like, please do.
And that's how it got the name Bushwick and continues. It's nice alliteration, so it's fun to say Bushwick Book Club. And and you meet every month, so that's really great, too.
The plot for a while, couldn't find my story. She ran off with a better guy, left me in this pity party spell. I'd be better if I could act as if I was gonna bounce right back, but I can't. No, I stalked her old haunts every night, hoping she would change her mind, but she didn't. No, what's there to say when a girl don't play her game so fair? Whoa. What's there to say when a girl don't play her game so fair? Whoa. I lost my head for a while, OD'd on Valium, ain't that something? But I chickened out pretty quick, just like everything. Oh, I must be pretty sick. Then I dropped out of college to pursue some fantasy. I let this girl turn my life around. I was losing it, losing her, losing me. And what's there to say when a girl don't play her game so fair? And what's there to do when you feel you're born to lose? I left my heart in 1979. just in case she would change her mind. And what's it to say when a girl don't play her game so fair? And what's it to do when you feel you're born to lose? And what's it to say when a girl don't play her game so fair? And what's it to do when you feel you're born to lose?
Is it open to anybody who wants to write a song and come and participate in this book club?
Well, right now, people are welcome to submit their performances, and so they can ask if they can be a part of it. That's really an invitation only for music-wise, but everybody's definitely allowed to submit their material and to join us in the audience.
Yes, so that's in that way. It's a book club. So I just was thinking, so there's the shows and then there's the meetings, but really the monthly is the show. So what kind of venues do you perform at? Is there a single place you're always at that we can find you?
We are not at a single place right now. We're working on that. But we play anywhere from rock clubs to big theaters. So we perform at, last year we performed at the Royal Room, the Columbia City Theater, Town Hall, Seattle, Benaroya Hall, a lot of different places with different numbers of audience, different partners when we put on events. Hugo House is a big one too. Richard Hugo House is pretty book friendly and music friendly.
That's right.
Event space.
Okay. Well, that's pretty exciting, all those great places that you get to perform. And do different people perform each month? Is it a kind of a core group, or do you have people coming and going?
We have a core group of people who perform at every single event.
Mm-hmm.
Wes Waddell is a person who performs every single event. He also runs a quiz show that is a book-oriented quiz show every single event. There's a couple other folks that perform every single event, but we like to keep it a cycling through different Seattle musicians. We like to try to support the community as much as possible, get as many people visible as we can. So it's a different group every single time.
So I'm kind of thinking that this is maybe similar to an arts collective. Do you agree with that?
Oh, certainly. And what we try to do is we try to get as many artists in there as possible. We have over 300 performers in our time over the last 6 years.
Oh, wow.
And what we try to do is offer free recording time as much as we can. We have some studios that we work with. We try to offer free recording time, as much publicity as we can. We want to get people, we want to kind of bring songwriting to the forefront again. Mm-hmm. Songwriting used to be a really huge piece, and songwriting is its own art form. It seems like magic to a lot of people who don't understand that process, and we like to try to talk about what it looks like to write a song.
Can you tell us about who's coming to Port Townsend? And is this a particular show that's aimed towards all ages, or is it mostly a kids program? Tell us a bit about the program for this Saturday.
So what's coming up this Saturday is, generally, we have this band that's called, we title it Read and Destroy. It comes from a Ray Bradbury book cover.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thought it was kind of a cool rockin' name. So we wanted to come up with a rockin' name, so we called it Read and Destroy. But in reality, we're not really that hardcore, except that we love performing music inspired by books. And the roster changes all the time. For this performance, it's going to be Amanda Sue Winterhalter performing a bunch of her songs inspired by books that she has read, as well as I'm going to do some performance, my friend Rick Weber, who's going to be playing drums. So we have drums, upright bass, and guitar, and a lot of vocals.
Okay. And do you know what some of the books are going to be that you're going to be singing about?
Yes, I do. We're going to do music inspired by The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do some local authors, some Dr. Seuss. We're going to do some Watchmen, Slaughterhouse-Five. Those are the ones I can remember off the top of my head.
Okay, well, those are excellent choices and will probably really connect with your audience. That's great. Kurt Vonnegut and all those great authors, Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, we try to do kids, more younger audiences as well as older audiences, and everything is certainly family-friendly. Thank you.
In the beginning, when man created God, he made his own image with a staff and a rod. For comfort and love on that shadowy walk through the valley of gathering dark, that valley of gathering. They say we suffer day by day by day, and that it seems explains away why bloodshed and war remain, why bloodshed and this war remain. Then men invent a different line, fear death as life's true design. With violence and fury will overcome kind, and leave her for dead by and by. Just leave her for dead by and by. Told we can't escape from angels, the devil, the birds that we make, and no story will save you from a bitter fate. You gotta live life with some bit of grace, just live life with some bit of grace.
Also noticed that you have an educational program as part of Bushwick Book Club. It has the initials STYLE. Can you tell us something about that program, Learning with Style?
Yes, certainly. Yeah, Learning with Style. So style is songwriting through youth literature education. And what we do is we push into classrooms and we teach songwriting using books that students are already reading in the classroom. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be books for like a junior high school. We're going to be reading To Kill a Mockingbird or The Outsiders or Shakespeare, something like that. For younger kids, like at elementary school, we're going to be doing Dr. Seuss or Where the Wild Things Are or Shel Silverstein, something like that. And what we try to do is we try to ignite the passion for literature. We show them, show students what it means to read a text and to turn it into something of their own. And this is meant to take place of a test or of writing a paper. And it's just like a different way of learning. It's all about collaboration, working together, kind of a project-based learning where the students come out with something that they're proud of and they connect with. We give them the opportunity to decide what kind of music they create as a class, what kind of words that they create as a class. And we have a whole website dedicated to that, every single classroom, where they show what their words were, they show what kind of music they wanted to write, and have their song, their recorded song, available to listen to forever, really.
That's a wonderful idea. So are you there for a day or a class period, or how can teachers think about this?
Yeah, we do different things with different grade levels. So most recently, we did a program with the Kitsap Library System, where we were actually at four different libraries for 4 days, 2 hours a day, and we did music inspired by Nimona. What we do the first day is we show them what songwriting is like. We go the second day, we write a chorus with them, showing we kind of model what writing a chorus is like as a group. And then the third day, we get the kids together, and they create their own verses. And on the fourth day, we bring in a recording studio. The kids record their words into a microphone in a mobile recording studio. And with this process, too, we hire producers, local Seattle producers, to create the tracks that the students guided. They said they wanted to sound in a certain way. They want to be a certain style. They want to be a certain tempo. And so they get their own track that's created by a local Seattle producer, and then they put their own words with that music. That's a 4-day program. We often do 5-day programs. For elementary school, mm-hmm. we generally do 1-hour assembly programs for those kids, and where we do a more of a Mad Libs style songwriting, where we create a song and we ask the students to help us.
Call and response.
Yeah, it's a really fun program. Teachers get the opportunity to see their students act in different ways, in new and different ways, in exciting ways. And it's super inclusive. All students have the opportunity to bring their ideas to the table.
I just want to reveal something personally about me right now, because I was a librarian teacher in Alaska. I was part of a program like this where a folk singer named Grace Ann Stoltz came in and she wrote, we were doing rainforest. That was our topic of study. And she came in to my classroom and we wrote a song about butterflies. And I can still think about that song, and the kids wrote the words and then she went away and put it to music. It was before Garage Band and laying down tracks, that's for sure, when we did this. But it was so powerful for the kids. They really loved to sing that song.
That is so awesome. And just when you think about students, when I was growing up, so much music, the music helps learning. Like, it helps spark so much learning. Like, mm-hmm. even when you think of the ABCs, like when you say the ABCs, you sing the song. And that's why we know the ABCs, because we sing that song. And like most recently, we also did a song. We did a program inspired by science. And we brought out the science books and said, tell us about the science book. And then we did a whole part on salmon. And I learned so much about salmon, and I can still sing those songs.
That's
really cool.
Right. Writing the songs so about the life cycle of the salmon. And that's
right. It's so cool.
And they'll remember that. That's those mnemonic devices are really powerful. And also music with kids and in classroom settings is very calming. It also really helps kids focus. And when things aren't going right in the classroom, I always found that if we pulled out a songbook and sang a few songs, things went along a lot nicer for the rest of the day. So that's another way to think about music in the classroom and participating.
Yes, I 100% agree with you.
I really want to talk about learning with style, because I think that that's really important. And I'd love for teachers in our community to be able to talk to you and get in touch with you about the possibility of you guys coming out here to Port Townsend or Jefferson County. How could they get in touch with you?
Well, they go to the website learningwithstyle.com. You can find out about booking there. Any questions you have will go to our office staff.
Mm-hmm.
So you just email there and you'll either find me or our executive assistant, and they'll pass you along to the right person, and we can start booking that. And we love booking for all grade levels. This summer we did from preschool all the way up through seniors in high school. We have different people that do the different programs, and please, it's so much fun. It fills up my cup every single time I teach those classes. It's really, really fun, and I get to see kids grow in incredible ways. I hope that we get to go to Jefferson County. It'd be awesome.
It'd be great.
So learningwithstyle.com, go to contact, just press the email button. It'll come to our office.
I know that you're coming for, you know, a performance at Jefferson County Library, but also maybe the libraries could have a longer program with you that actually worked with the kids. That'd be great, too.
Oh, certainly.
So I was wondering, did you hear the Chelsea Clinton speech at the Democratic National Convention?
I did not.
Okay. Well, the reason
I'm
mentioning it is because she talked about reading A Wrinkle in Time and discussing it with her mom. I noticed that A Wrinkle in Time is one of the books on the list for the Bushwick Book Club. There's a lot of interest in it right now because it was part of that speech, but because it's a book that written in 1962 by Madeline D'Engle, and I'm going to kind of do a little book review in here too, about a young girl who is, kind of pre-junior high age. She's got glasses, she's got braces, she's a math nerd, and she's kind of awkward. And it talks about, and I think Chelsea kind of thought about this as she was growing up. You know, it's about girls dealing with being intellectual and being strong. And so I just like to say to people that are listening, A Wrinkle in Time, it's a Newbery Award winner. Even though it's an older book, it would make a great gift to a young reader. Thank you.
I agree. I'm actually looking at that book on our bookshelf, my bookshelf right now. Mm-hmm. I have a whole Bushwick bookshelf, and we did that for Bumper Shoot one year. Mm-hmm. Really, really incredible book.
Oh, that would have been a great show. What are you reading now? What are your favorite books, and what are you thinking about? What book are you thinking about using to make into a song or inspire a song, I mean to say?
Well, I'll say this first. When I was growing up, I didn't read so much. I was all about music, and I was all about sports. So mm-hmm. I didn't read so much when I was growing up. And it came until college when I read Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five, where I was like, oh man, reading is cool. this book is incredible. I read all of his books, and he really spoke to what I was thinking about. So that was the first book that my Bushwick Book Club ever did, was Slaughterhouse-Five. After that, I just started going through I tried to ask people what I should read. What should we do? How should we go about it? And so our book selection is vast now with the Bushwick Book Club. And that's a lot of the things I read these days. I have a lot of work to do, and I end up just plowing through as many of the Bushwick Book Club books as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. Thinking about the kids' books, you know, The Phantom Tollbooth, A Long Walk to Water, The Outsiders, a lot of picture books. And I found some incredible picture books like Nino Wrestles the World or Here I Am, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You know, any Roald Dahl book is pretty exciting and kind of creepy in a way.
Oh. just a little bit shivery, but really beautiful.
The Big Friendly Giant.
I recommend The Big Friendly Giant. The movie is amazing, and the book is a wonderful book as well.
Yeah, BFG. I love BFG. The Witches is so incredible. Yeah. I love The Witches. That scared me so much when I was a kid.
They're out there, Jeff. And our own Shel Silverstein as well. Man, those are just poems that are made to be put to music, Where the Sidewalk Ends, A Light in the Attic, and Lafcadio, About the Lion. Yeah, it's great. We could go on and on talking about our favorite books. Well, we're going to be playing one of the Bushwick Book Club songs from The Princess Bride by William Goldman. And a lot of people have seen that movie, and I would recommend reading the book as well. So, Jeff, we're going to be playing a couple cuts. Can you tell us some suggestions to play during this show?
Yeah, I got some great ideas. We were just talking about A Wrinkle in Time, and my friend Ian McFerrin wrote a song called Through the Tesseract, inspired by that book for a performance we did at Bumbershoot back in 2013. It's a fantastic song. It's got some fiddle and guitar, beautiful harmonies. I definitely suggest that book.
Okay.
And also, Garth Stein wrote a book after his called A Sudden Light. It's after his book, The Art of Racing mm-hmm. the Rain.
I read A Sudden book. Light.
Oh, it's mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. I love the book. I think it's fantastic. Garth is a good friend of mine, and I think his writing is really cool. And Joy Mills wrote a song called Break and Bend. That is an incredible tune that I would suggest listening to, for sure.
Okay. Well, we'll try to put those up for you. What's coming up for Bushwick Book Club? What are some things you're thinking about?
One of my favorite books I read recently was Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel. Mm-hmm. Incredible book. It's a apocalyptic future and now book. It kind of goes forwards and back in time. Great book. We're doing Assassination Vacation by Sarah Vowell. It's about the assassination of presidents, and I thought that'd be good for our political system now.
Yes. I love Sarah Vowell's voice.
Yeah, she's pretty great. Mm-hmm. We're doing The Little Prince this year,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing Sherman Alexie's Reservation Blues.
Oh, great choices. Great choices. What a variety. It's going to be wonderful.
Yes. It's going to be fantastic.
I'm hoping that people will look up Bushwick Book Club and Learning with Style. If you get a chance, go hear them and go next Saturday to Jefferson County Library. Hey, stop by the Jefferson County Library anytime for any of these great books, and also the Carnegie Library right here in Port Townsend. You are listening to Book Lovers Cafe. It's a program for everyone who hasn't read everything. And also, I'm so excited to be able to have some music on this time, because I certainly do love music. And if it's going to be something that has to do with books, even better. Join me next time to talk about more books and authors. I'm your host, Chris Wilson. We've been talking to Jeff Larson from the Bushwick Book Club. It's based in Seattle, and they will travel. So thank you, Mike, for editing this show and engineering, and all the volunteers and supporters who make this wonderful radio station possible. We are going to be on now every Wednesday at 5:05 and also on Saturdays at 12:35. If you miss a show or hear about something that you want to listen to that's in the past, you can go to the podcast page on our website and find other Book Lovers Cafes and also Nature Now and also other programs that we have recorded with special guests. So thanks for being a supporter of KPTZ. Stop in, visit us, volunteer. Our door is always open. Thank you again, Jeff, for joining us today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Working all your life enduring strife just for your dreams of love. Striving every day, sail away, find the man that you're made of. Get captured by a man, a pirate man, and ask just why you need to live. The beauty of his life, his future wife, is the reason that he gives. Ah. And does it right. 5 years have gone, he's captain now. Fortune, fear, and fame are his to claim. He sails off to his bride now. He can't believe his ears when he hears that she's betrothed to Humperdinck. He feels betrayed, ashamed, she's not to blame, because his name, it rhymes with stink. He finds her in a mask, please do not ask, it was his task, I am abridging now. Takes a lot of time to make a rhyme. Ah, they are kissing now. Captured now. Tortured every breath, the zoo of death is where he is, and he is dying now. No, you seem to say that is not right, that can't be right, because then life's not fair. Very true, my friend, it is the end. Ha ha, I got you, I was lying there. Taken by his friends who weren't his friends, but now they are, because he spared their lives. Also, cause revenge, his brain depends on plotting vengeance on the real bad guys. Thanks to Miracle Max, his life is back, and they have stormed the gates. Getting bright and killing counts, somehow they have found 4 mounts for their escape. Here the story ends, although it don't, but we can end it on a happy note. So for William Goldman and for me, we'll say for now that that is all she wrote. So what, life ain't fair, as long as friends are there. You'll get by all right, and ride off in. La da 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 da.